Season 8, Episode 23 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters, celebrating 40 years, and on the 4th of each month, Hooters is hosting throwback events with 83-cent wings and other great specials. Remember, they have $6 drinks all day, every day, thanks to Hooters for their continued presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I popped into Hooters last night, the Hooters location in the greater Tampa Bay area, where we will be having our Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft event to talk to management, do a quick walkthrough. Everything was great. Look forward to seeing everybody at the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft night at Hooters within the next couple of weeks. My email for your fantasy draft questions, and I'd love to know the results of your fantasy draft so we can sort of use them as a talking point here. I will not use your name if you don't want me to use your name associated with your draft for any reason, whether you're embarrassed by it or you just don't want me talking about your league or whatever. You know, you're giving me some data and I appreciate that. So just let me know if you want to be anonymous. It's right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. Most of you don't mind. We're all, you know, playing fantasy football here. But if for whatever reason you want to send me your draft results and your opinion is that someone in your league really blew it and you want my opinion, but you want to keep your name out of it, that's fine. I understand. Right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. I'm recording this around lunchtime on Tuesday, and many of you know I live in Tampa, Florida. I am a homeowner, so I'm concerned about a storm in the Gulf of Mexico. And I'm not sure when I'm going to be able to record another podcast for you. So this is episode 23. And also, this satisfies what I told you when we launched on August 1st, that I was going to give you a unique podcast for every weekday in the month of August. Some didn't air on the days that I intended them to air. Things happen. But this is episode 23. Go back and look at your calendar. You will see that there were 23 weekdays in the month of August, and I delivered what I said I would deliver to you. Hooters has paid for 52 episodes minimum for this fantasy football season, as they've been sponsoring this podcast since season 2, and we're now in season 8. I sincerely thank them, and remember, them paying for this podcast is why you listen to it for it absolutely free. All my leagues, always, to play in, are free. All my podcasts are free. I've always believed fantasy content should be free. And if you are paying for fantasy content from other providers, that is your choice. But it also shows that those making you pay for it are lazy, because they could go sell it to a sponsor, get the money they need, and pass the savings on to you. Instead, they're lazy. They either won't or they can't sell it. Or they just think, no, we're going to make you pay for it. I've always wanted fantasy content to be free, because we're playing a game. This isn't real. This isn't real life. This is just supposed to be fun. For example, with this oncoming storm, I'm partly doing this to, you know, give me a distraction for a few minutes. And because in previous podcasts we've done a 10-team mock draft, a 12-team mock draft, I'm going to do a 14-team. You know, we had a 14-team podcast league last year. The draft is tough. Waivers are tough. Congratulations to our winner in the podcast league last year, Captain Morgan. No, he does not work for them. He is not an alcoholic. His name is Morgan. And he has the nickname Captain. So there you go. And he embraces it. And he owns it. And he won the freaking league last year. And he's returning to defend his title this year. And I like seeing him at all my golf tournaments as well. Smart guy. Captain Morgan won our 14-team league. I'm going to do now a 14-team mock draft, because I think it brings up some interesting storylines. I'm sorry, I hate that term. It brings up some interesting talking points along the way. Talking points is such a better term than storylines. For media that use the term storylines, none of you care. But if you say talking points, oh, okay. Well, sure. You can relate to that better. So we're going to get into some talking points right off the top here. So this is mock draft data via fantasyfootballcalculator.com at the time of this podcast, Tuesday lunchtime. Mock draft data from over 1,000 mock drafts. There is no regional bias, nor any team bias in this draft. It is a great cross-section, and why I use this website annually, because this is a free service. You can put in your specs, and it spits out whatever you want. PPR, half-point PPR, outdated 20th century full-point PPR, you know the deal. 8-team, 10-team, 12-team, and I'm doing 14-team today. At number one, no change in the last week or so, based on mock draft data, it has Justin Jefferson going number one over Christian McCaffrey. But I find it interesting. 2 to 3 weeks ago, McCaffrey was going number one over Jefferson. But after Jefferson came Ja'Marr Chase. So it was like, if you were going to get your running back, there was McCaffrey. But then the pass catcher started lining up behind him. Now it's totally flipped. The mock draft data states Jefferson is going over McCaffrey, but picks 2, 3, 4, and 6 are all running backs. And amazingly, Kelce is the second pass catcher off the board at 5. And part of that is because how many people play in outdated mandatory tight end leagues. Knowing the value of Kelce and how the drop-off is so significant behind Kelce and what it means to have Kelce in your outdated mandatory tight end leagues. But Kelce also, he scores like a wide receiver one. So I don't have a problem. I mean, I told you last year in one of my leagues, I was in the transfer spot. I think that was the 12 team league where I was in the transfer spot. Might've been 14, maybe, can't remember. And I took Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce back to back, just like they were teammates in Kansas City. So the mock draft data says Jefferson goes one and McCaffrey goes two, followed by Chubb and Eckler. I'm going to play along as if I have the first pick in this 14-team draft. And I'm going to take McCaffrey one over Jefferson, and here's why. I just want to take care of one running back spot right now. I just want to get it done, because in a 14-team league, the running backs are going to go off the board fast, and it's going to be tough to find them on waivers. And because last year, in a year with some distractions of going from a bad team to a good team, learning a new offense, the Niners changing all these quarterbacks, Jefferson was wide receiver one last year, but McCaffrey still outscored him by nearly 2 points per week. And I think that number will go up. So I think the overall point value of McCaffrey over Jefferson is why I take him number one. So in this mock draft data, that means Jefferson would go next, followed by Chubb, Eckler, Kelce, Robinson, Chase, Tyreek, Kupp, Barkley, Henry, Pollard, Diggs, and A.J. Brown. That's round one. Here's round two. Lamb, Taylor, Mahomes, Adams, Jacobs, Amon-Ra, Garrett Wilson, Josh Allen, Jalen Waddle, Chris Olave, Jalen Hurts, Najee Harris, Ramondre. So now I'm on the board with the next two picks. I don't have a pass catcher yet, and 13 pass catchers are already off the board. So it's up to me. I've got to get at least one pass catcher here. And I think the guy I'm going to take here is Devontae Smith. The mock draft data doesn't say that I take him here. And I know he's a wide receiver too on his own team. But so is Jalen Waddle. And I'll go Devontae Smith here. I also like the fact that, remember, in year one, he wasn't scoring touchdowns. Year two, he was. I make a big deal how Jalen Hurts only threw 22 touchdowns last year and how A.J. Brown caught 50% of those. I expect the Hurts number to go up. As much as I love the A.J. Brown number, 50% is a lot. So the Devontae Smith number could go up. So I'll take Devontae Smith here. as the last pick of the second round. Now I have a choice. So I have my running back one in Run CMC. I have my wide receiver one in Devontae Smith. I can take another wide receiver here. I can take T. Higgins here. I can take Debo here. I can take Amari Cooper here. Calvin Ridley, DK Metcalf. Or I can take my RB2 here. I can take Joe Mixon here. I can take Breece Hall here. Breece Hall in these mock drafts still surprising me. Dalvin Cook is there. The Jets brought in Dalvin Cook for a reason. So, could take Kenneth Walker here. I'm not taking J.K. Dobbins here. Let's see something. There he is. So, I have McCaffrey, and I have Devontae Smith. So, I already talked about my wide receiver options. I'm talking about my running back options. In my opinion, my best running back option here is Jahmyr Gibbs from Detroit. Or I take my quarterback in Burrow, and I set it and hopefully forget it, you know, based on that calf injury, in the hopes that he's good to go. And here's why I consider Burrow. First of all, I couldn't get any of the top three running backs picking in this spot in a 14-team draft. I would have had to take Josh Allen number one overall. And I don't want to do that. So I knew I wasn't going to get any of the three. Burrow was four last year overall in total points. But he lost a game. So if he doesn't lose that game, and let's say he even puts up a modest 24 points in that Monday nighter that was in Cincinnati, Burrow threw 35. Burrow counted for 40 touchdowns last year. Mahomes was 45. And Burrow had one last game. My preference is Mahomes, Allen, and Hurts. But I can go Burrow here. And I think I'm going to be very happy. And if it backfires that Burrow's not ready to start the season, but I don't have enough to go on to believe Burrow can't start the season here. And he's just that productive. And he's that good of a player. So, those are my choices. I can either take one of those receivers, and I'm done with receivers, but I can get receivers later. I can take Gibbs as my RB2 and be done with my starting running backs. Or I can take Burrow and I'm done with my quarterback. For argument's sake, just to keep the podcast interesting, I'm going to take Gibbs here. Yeah, me, taking a rookie. Me, anti-Lion. I'm taking Gibbs here in the third round. And I'm done with my starting running backs. If I take Burrow, I'm done with my quarterback. We'll revisit that later, but there's a reason I'm taking Gibbs here. So I take Gibbs. So then the rest of the third round would be Higgins, ETN, Mixon, Debo, Amari Cooper, Mark Andrews, Breece Hall, Calvin Ridley, Metcalf, Walker, Dobbins, DJ Moore, and then Joe Burrow, last pick of the third round. Fourth round goes Aaron Jones, Cam Akers, Damian Pierce, Hockenson, Lamar Jackson, Madison, Keenan Allen, McLaurin, Montgomery, Christian Watson, Miles Sanders, Darren Waller, Jerry Jeudy, and now we're back to me. Now, what's interesting about this is, so my team right now is McCaffrey and Gibbs, two running backs, and Devontae Smith. The data even says I take Justin Fields here. So you're saying, man, this worked out great. There's your quarterback. Not my quarterback. Nope. I want an actual quarterback who can read defenses, who knows when to get rid of the ball, and is not going to take a significant percentage of sacks. Even though Fields was fantasy six last year, 25 touchdowns in 15 games. He only threw for 2,242 yards. He ran for his life for 1,143 yards. I don't think he can do that again. I think it's going to catch up to him. The more he runs, the more likely he gets hurt. The more he drops back and he waits for someone to get open deep, more likely he gets hit, more likely he gets hurt. And I'm just not big on the Bears. Their head coach, OC, quarterback combination does nothing for me. So I'm passing on Fields here. And what else can I do? I already got my two running backs. Let's grab ourselves a wide receiver. And common theme of me doing these mock drafts, I can take Tyler Lockett here, which I will do, end of the fourth round. And I can take Brandon Ayuk here to start the fifth round. So now I got my wide receivers. So my team, through five rounds of a 14-team draft, is McCaffrey and Gibbs as my running backs, and my wide receivers are DeVonta Smith, Tyler Lockett, and Brandon Ayuk. And I like that team. I don't have my quarterback, but by picking first, I couldn't get one of the top three. And I passed on Burrow for argument's sake. I could have gone Burrow. I took Gibbs instead. So that's interchangeable. But you're saying, all right, what about the quarterback position? We'll get to that. This just is where a 14 team and picking first gets very hard. But I feel pretty good about what I've done here. I've got my two running backs. I've got my three pass catchers. And remember, in my leagues, we play... You play three wide receivers because there's no mandatory tight end, so I don't have to take Kittle there. I actually took Ayuk over Kittle. Ayuk seems to be a little more durable than Kittle. And Kittle, I can only play in one spot. Ayuk, I have three different spots I can play him in with the versatility of wide receivers. I might be grabbing a tight end later. So if that tight end I need to play, then I can move Ayuk to one of the other two wide receiver only spots. So there we are through. So I just took Lockett and Ayuk. Lockett end of round four, Ayuk start of round five. So the rest of round five would go Fields, Pacheco, Herbert, Pitts, SMH, Kittle, Mike Williams, DeAndre Swift, James Conner, DeAndre Hopkins, Drake London, Javonte Williams, Dallas Goedert, Trevor Lawrence. Sixth round. So starting the sixth round, 14-team draft. Mike Evans, Alvin Kamara, Brian Robinson, Dalvin Cook, Christian Kirk, Rashad White, Jahan Dotson, George Pickens, James Cook, Chris Godwin, Jameson Williams, Michael Pittman, Deshaun Watson, and now we're back to me. I could take quarterback here. In one of these two spots. But let's see how many quarterbacks have already been taken. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 have been taken. So four teams, three teams other than me still need a starting quarterback. So, 6, 7. My choices for quarterback here. The next quarterback projected off the board is Dak Prescott. I don't think I have to do this right now. I think I can just keep in a 14-team league. Those top quarterbacks were unattainable, and for talking point's sake, I passed on Burrow. So I have my projected starters at all five key positions. Let's see what I can do with some depth. The running backs available to here to me, the data says Charbonnet from Seattle. I'm not thrilled about that. A.J. Dillon, I'd be thrilled if it was Halloween. Algier, I don't get that at all. Herbert, love the player, hate that he's on the Bears. Rashad Penny, ooh, there's one I like. Okay, so I think I have my running back. What else do I want to do here? Sure. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do here. With the last pick of the sixth round, I'm going to take... Are we really going to do this? With the last pick of the sixth round, I'm going to take Evan Engram and as a potential play at the wide receiver tight end flex. I don't even have him penciled in as a starter. My starters at wide receiver are Devontae Smith, Tyler Lockett, Brandon Ayuk. But if for whatever reason one of them goes down, I can now put Engram in the wide receiver tight end flex spot. And he was a huge part of that offense. And, you know, I'm less worried about Engram not getting the same. You know, he produced last year as one of the top handful at his position. The addition of Calvin Ridley to me doesn't impact Engram as much as it might impact Kirk and or Zay Jones. So I'll take Engram at the back end of round six, and to start round seven, we'll grab another running back, and I'll take the touchdown machine, Jamal Williams, who had 17 of them last year for Detroit, and he's the clear number one in New Orleans with Alvin Kamara not starting the season. And I've just not been impressed by Alvin Kamara running the ball for New Orleans since he became their RB1. So now I've added depth at wide receiver / tight end with Engram. And I'm going with depth at running back with Jamal Williams. So the rest of round seven would be Charbonnet, A.J. Dillon, Freiermuth, Gabe Davis, Marquise Brown, Algier, Herbert, Deontay Johnson, Dak Prescott, Njigba, Penny, Bateman, and Cousins. Now, let's see what potentially falls to me at the back end of the eighth round. Eighth round mock draft data, and we'll stop here. Aaron Rodgers, Tua Tagovailoa, Cortland Sutton, Michael Thomas, David Njoku, Zay Flowers, Damian Harris, Treylon Burks, Elijah Mitchell, Antonio Gibson. Is it Achane or Achane with Miami? I'm sorry. Devin. Devin A. Brandon Cooks. I wish I could have gotten Brandon Cooks there. But it just didn't fall to me. Kadarius Toney may or may not be good to go week one. Just a guy who doesn't play a significant percentage of games. We'll see if that changes in Kansas City. Help them win a Super Bowl. Okay, so here I am at the back end of the eighth round. I have three running backs I like. I have three wide receivers I like and a tight end I like. I didn't get any of the top quarterbacks. I couldn't get any of the top three, and then I passed on Burrow to get Gibbs as my RB2 with the potential there for RB1 upside, because I don't think they're going to be able to keep him off the field because of what he's going to do in that offense. And someone, you know, him and Amon-Ra have to inherit, and Hockenson, those 17 touchdowns that Jamal Williams ran for last year. So here I am back into the eighth round. And you know what I can do here? Here's what I'm going to do. Since I'm in the transfer spot in a 14-team league, I've got three running backs already, three wide receivers and a tight end. Sure, I could take Tank Bigsby here as my fourth running back, and he is of interest in me. I could take Dante Foreman, the starting running back of the Bears, if I wanted to do that here. I could take Odell Beckham Jr. if I believed he could do things with the Ravens, or Quentin Johnston, all the buzz on him with the Chargers working with Herbert, or Ezekiel Elliott as a plug and play. Well, you know, he's going to get one rushing touchdown a game. I'm not doing any of that. I'm taking two quarterbacks here back to back, and I'm going to give myself some quarterback depth, because if you don't have one great quarterback, you better have two. And that increases the chances that one are going to work out for me. So, and even the mock draft data says, last pick of the eighth round, I'm staring right at it, there's Anthony Richardson. I have my doubts, but I see the potential there. And the ball may just be in his hands every play and just make big plays. You know, he could have games. His numbers could be a lot like Justin Fields this year, only he looks better doing it. And Justin Fields was overall sixth last year in scoring, behind only Mahomes, Allen, Hurts, Burrow, and Trevor Lawrence. And I think Richardson is a better passer than Justin Herbert. So I take Richardson here. And then I can pair him up with either Geno Smith, who was overall seven last year, Jared Goff, who some have as an MVP candidate, although he was overall 14 last year because he gives you nothing with his legs, or I can do Daniel Jones, who was overall 10 last year and does stuff with his legs. I'm going to take the legs. So I'm going to take Daniel Jones with the first pick of the ninth round. Again, working with Dable. And based on the dual threat opportunities there, maybe get more of the passing game going with Jalen Hyatt and with Darren Waller, and I believe in the Giants. So I'll stop there. So there I was mock drafting from the front of a 14-team league. And I think I did pretty well. I have options at running back, options at wide receiver, a tight end if I want to play him, and I have two options at quarterback. If Anthony Richardson blows up, I can play him. If not, I have Daniel Jones, who's going to get me by. Because I couldn't get any of those top three guys, and I chose, for talking point's sake, to pass on Joe Burrow and take my RB2 instead in Gibbs. So there you go. Write.Todd@Yahoo.com. Write.Todd@Yahoo.com. Thanks for listening to episode 23, season 8 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. We'll talk to you next time.